Murderous Sinaloa cartel cell boss caught in Mexican border state, say police. By Cartel Chronicles on January 19, 2023. Mexican authorities arrested seven members of a Sinaloa cartel cell linked to murders and other violent crimes in the border state of Baja California over the past weekend. Authorities in Baja California announced the arrest of a man known as Martin Ivan, aka El Guacho or Pica Gomez, near the town of La Remorosa. The man is described as the leader of Los Plebes cell of the Sinaloa cartel, a group linked to a spike in local crime. Last week, Los Plebes were believed behind a shooting against hikers in La Remorosa. According to Seminario Zeta, that attack took place on January 7, when gunmen in at least eight SUVs began firing. The hikers sought cover and stayed on the ground until the gunmen left the scene. The gunfire did not strike the hikers. During a news conference this week by the Baja California Attorney General's office, authorities revealed that El Guacho is linked to murders, including one from November when gunmen kidnapped three teens, killing one. Authorities believe the gunmen mistook the teens for rivals. According to General Leopoldo Tisos Aguilar Duran, the head of Baja California's state police, El Guacho also has arrest warrants out of Sinaloa for murder. La hashtag SSCBC a través de la hashtag Fuerza Estatal. Desplegó un operativo especial en el poblado de La Remorosa. Teniendo como resultado la detención de Martin Ivan en alias El Guacho o El Pica Goma. pic.twitter.com/glzsvivo2b. Secretaria de Seguridad Ciudadana Baja California. At Seguridad.bc, January 14, 2023. One day after the arrest of El Guacho, authorities arrested six gunmen also believed to be part of Los Plebes, InfoBe reported. The gunmen are believed to have taken part in attacks under orders from their Guacho. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City in the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by E.F. Robles from Jalisco.